Hey, here you are as a contractor business owner and you want profit. Raise your hand if you want predictable profit happening over and over and over again. I know I do. In fact, my first year of business, it was funny. I had 50 grand left in the bank account and I didn't know how it got there. And then the next year, I didn't have any money in the bank account. I didn't know how that happened either. All right. So that's why I'm doing this little video here for you today to talk about how to set your business up in a way so that you have predictable profit and you always know what to work on. All right. Think about that. Like you look at your business, you're like, we don't have any money. Where do we look? What do we do? And most contractors are very craftsman oriented. So whenever there's problems in the business, they immediately go to the quality of the business, or I got to stroke off my customers and make them happy or whatever the order is. Okay. And that's not the order today. I'm going to talk to you about the profit path. This is how it works. And if you do this, you're going to have a lot of profetto, which is not sure what language that is, but I just made it up. All right. So if you look at your business right now and you're struggling with profit, the first area that's going to need your attention is your leadership. Okay. A strong leader with a vision and clarity, all right, is crucial to any business. The fact that you have lack of profits, cash flow, lack of leads, sales, issues in the field, whatever issues you have in your business are leading to not having the money you want to have and the profit you want to have, all right, all start with your leadership. A strong leader, in turn, creates a strong culture. Your culture is how you do things, how we do things here. What is it? To me, it's always been the intersection between what I expect and what I tolerate. Where that intersects is kind of the culture that we have. So right now, if you're bitching about your guys not filling out their time cards or keeping track of stuff on the job, that's the culture you have built as the leader. So you got to get your shit together as a leader before you can start messing with the culture. Be clear on this, be unapologetic. This is how we do things here in this company. All right. And this doesn't mean you're a jerk about it. It just means you're committed to creating the culture that you want. All right. So, and remember, this is order of priority of how we work on things in the business. All right. Strong leader creates a great culture, a strong, intentional culture. That culture, in turn, satisfies employees. Okay. Guys, I also want you to picture this as an inside out game. We're working from the inside out. There's me, our culture, our employees, and you'll see we get to our customers and things like that. All right. Employee satisfaction is more than just money. All right. How is somebody's life going to be better as a result of working in your company and being part of your culture? All right. Satisfaction means you're helping them get what they want out of life. Of course, money is part of this. There's a lot of different reasons people wake up and go to work each day that motivate them and inspire them. Create the type of place where you know what each of your employees really, truly wants out of their life. A satisfied employee is a more loyal employee. All right. They're going to put the work in. They're going to put some extra hours in. They're going to come with ideas because they're going to be thinking about the success of the company because of your leadership, culture, and satisfaction that you've been providing. It creates employee loyalty, and a loyal employee is a more productive employee. All right. A happier, fulfilled, satisfied, loyal employee always is more productive. If you're having issues in the field producing your work right now, all right, you don't go right to the work. You don't go to right to, hey, you're all screwing up. You need to be more productive. You go to the mirror and you look at yourself. You go, what in our culture am I tolerating that needs a change? How do I satisfy my people and create loyalty? And then in turn, production's going to kick up. When they're more productive, you have higher quality work. This is where I'll speak to a couple hundred contractors and I will always say, hey, if you're not profitable, where's your attention have to go? All right. And I usually have all these up on banners and stuff around the room. I said, which one of these is your area of focus first? 90% of the room always says quality work because it's a contractor, right? It's always about the quality work. Craftsmanship is important. I get that, but it's not in the right order of things. You want higher quality work, take care of those things that come before. When you have higher quality work, which includes a great experience, by the way, because you have happy employees, you're going to have clients that are satisfied. Okay. Their needs are met. They feel their money is well spent. They feel safe with your people in the home because of what you've created, how you've led your company. And a satisfied client becomes a loyal client who tells their friends about you. They hire you over and over. The lifetime value of this client goes through the roof. And in turn, you have repeatable profit. Okay? And then you go back and you invest that profit back into your leadership to grow as a leader, to develop your culture, and to satisfy your employees and so forth. Guys, that is what I call the profit path. I talk about it in my book, Winning the Contractor Fight, which you can get at thecontractorfight.com/book. Go grab a copy of that right now if you want to learn more about this. Appreciate you guys. Share this with another contractor. I'm out.